Back with this afternoon's Lunchbox. Now, winding back just over a month ago through a lot of our western districts, Scooterville were making their trek from Brisbane through the western districts and ultimately finishing their journey in Townsville. Now, Scooterville, of course, was a fundraiser for the great charity, which is close to our heart here on Resonate, of Legacy. And to find out how things progressed, a few highlights from the trip, Trevor Benaworth joins me this afternoon. Hello, Trev. How are you going?
Good, Andrew. How are you?
Very good. Now, it was great to catch up with the team as they came through Longreach. I got to have a yarn and a photo with the great Merv Hughes at Longreach Airport when I was flying out to Townsville. But, mate, take us through the trek. What were a few of the highlights along the way?
Well, obviously, Merv joining us was one of the highlights, mate. But there was a few. The school stops, we stopped at four schools along the way and sort of mixed with the kids. And, you know, we had lots of giveaway presents to give them, and we put them on the bikes and they revved them up and blew the horn and all that sort of stuff. And just to see the joy on their little faces made the whole trip worthwhile, really. And of course, ended up raising $30,200 for Legacy, which was also up on last year. And we're doing it again next year, mate. We've got to lift the bar a little bit.
Yeah, you certainly do. That's some great funds. No doubt through a lot of our regions it was well supported. I know a bit of fanfare in Charleville, the night at the Birdcage here in Longreach was good. And I think the big importance of this, like any rally or anything that comes through town, is raising awareness as well as funds. And Legacy, look, they don't get a lot of funding, Legacy. So the importance of fundraisers like this, like the Good Friday Appeal on 4LG, it's money that goes directly to Legacy and directly to people who need it.
That's correct, mate. Yeah. And see, most of us are all ex-ADF anyway, and Legacy's sort of close to our hearts a bit. You know, we know people that have been supported by Legacy, so we're going to push this further out like we do in New South Wales as well next year, and hopefully we'll end up national in a few years' time.
So you did mention next year. It sounds like you do have a couple of rides. What's the path looking like for both of those?
I haven't finalised it yet. We probably won't come through Longreach next year. I think we're thinking more of doing a few coastal runs and New South Wales, we're sort of working pretty close on that one. I reckon in about Christmas time we'll have it all bedded down. We should know exactly what we're doing. So,
yeah, very.
I can let you know then, mate. Yeah.
Yeah, very good. Well, certainly wonderful performance from the Scooterville team, and also a big thank you to all our people along the way who chipped into that $30,200
raised for
Legacy. And
it's amazing where we got the funds, mate. We had a couple of guys with buckets just walking streets and getting donations, and a big percentage of that money came from the public in the streets. Mm. So that's an amazing result, really.
Yeah, I got cornered at the Longreach Airport with a square. So have you donated yet? I said, oh, no, I haven't. Well, that photo was $10. But, you know, you don't mind. It's all in the name of a good cause. And that is Scooterville wrapped up for 2023. Trevor Benaworth, I've appreciated the journey, going on the journey with you, being able to talk to the people of the West about this great organisation, raising money for Legacy. And, look forward to catching up next year.
All right, mate. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
This is The Lunchbox.